UW Superior Visual Arts Chairman Tim Clary won the competition to design the life-size work of Joe Gomer, one of the Tuskegee Airmen to break the color barrier and fly combat missions in Europe during the Second World War. Clary's figure has Gomer in his flight gear.
I made a decision at one point that I wasn't going to have the parachute itself part of it, everything but. Sure, they could rely on each other, their skills, their training, their willpower, but there was some major safety net lacking back home. And so I thought the absence of the parachute was an important thing to me.
Clary says he's also giving the likeness a windblown look.
Like they're being windblown either by the storms of war, the storms of civil rights, the literal wind off an airplane propeller perhaps. I was after something of more reflection, something the viewer could ask, what's he thinking about?
Northland Veterans Services is raising about $46,000 needed for the statue.
It's a part where they're probably really anxious, trusting me, but worried at the same time.
It's beautiful. It's really looking good.
That's fundraiser Durbin Keeney. He says they may exceed their fundraising goal, although they're still short about $12,000. But he says if extra money is raised, it will be used for an aviation scholarship. The bronze statue will be unveiled on June 20th to help Joe Gomer celebrate his 92nd birthday. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.